Well, that was an interesting piece of music. It's called Kilauea, The Volcano's Fury by The Band Man. And obviously we played that because we're about to talk about the situation of Kilauea, which since 1983 has been an active volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii. It's been erupting constantly. It's created more than 500 acres of new land. It's cut roads. It's destroyed a number of homes. And it is sending currently dangerous sulfurous gases into the air. And most of the locals learn to live with it. But over the past week, Kilauea has been on a new dangerous turn. And so before we came on air, we asked our American correspondent, Hawaiian-born Michelle Winner, to give us the latest update on the volcano and whether it potentially might affect your travel plans for Hawaii. What's the latest you've got on this volcano, Michelle? And is it going to impact the tourism industry?
Well, there has been a little bit of talk about that because people don't know where Hawaii, the Big Island, is. When people say Hawaii, it's also the word for that island. It's the name of that island, but it's also the name of the chain of islands. So,
yes, confusing to some.
It is. So they're wondering, should I cancel my vacation? I don't want to be there with that, of course. And Hawaiian Airlines is not charging, out of the goodness of their hearts, change fees if you'd like to change your vacation dates. But basically, the rest of the islands are open for business, and so is most of the Big Island. This is only in an East Rift Zone.
Right. So in the east of the island, there really is only that volcanic activity there. You can't drive all the way around the Big Island now, can you?
Oh, not at all. So this is southeast. I mean, it's southeast.
Yeah.
It's east, but it's south, right? It's south of Hilo.
And the resort area is on the west, is it not? Kona?
Yes, that's going to be your Kona Kohala side. So
yes.
Nothing.
Okay. So what about air traffic coming in and out? Because we have had instances where the volcanic ash, it actually stalled a jumbo at one point a few years ago. And they've been very careful here flying in and out of Bali with Mount Agung going up around the Christmas period, I think it was. I can't recall exactly. But we had a report from over there from one of our friends in the industry that, it was dangerous to try and fly anywhere near it. Is that a problem with Kilauea?
That is absolutely true. They have curtailed any flights that are going over the neighborhood that's burning, and in the general area of the Pu'uo vent.
Right. So it's an interesting situation. I remember, well, it must be 20 years ago, my wife and I and our two boys, and they're now in their 30s, so they were young kids. We regularly went to Hawaii, and we stayed on the Big Island a couple of times, and we went and we walked on the volcano down by the sea, and it was all solid sort of asphalt, almost bitumen on the top, but we could see down through the cracks that only a metre or so down there was red-hot lava. We were there with the National Parks people. I don't think you can even do that anymore, can you?
No, I don't think you can do that anymore. They've closed, well, specifically today, but...
I don't know if it's available now. But it was an amazing experience. You couldn't stand in the one spot because I think we had thongs on, flip-flops. And they
sure,
were,
slippers.
They were starting to melt into into the rock. It was solid, but it was still warm, and they picked a path out for us. But it was very, very interesting. I'd love to see it from the ocean, where it makes...
Yeah.
And it's made, apparently, 500 acres of new ground. Or the real estate agents are probably grinning with glee at the thought that they could, flog off an extra 500 acres of prime Hawaiian land. But obviously the Big Island inhabitants over on that side, Michelle, have just learned to live with this volcano because it doesn't always spew ash. It sort of was running. It's been running through lava tubes under the ground, hasn't it?
Yeah. Halemaumau crater, which was the top that you can see from the volcano house when you drive up there through the park.
Yeah.
It was always just a little kind of a circular spot in the cone, but it blew. And that's what happened in May, April, May.
Yeah.
And when that blew, then I guess so much pressure was being released. These fissures started forming all the way down. And then the next thing that happened were all the earthquakes. And then finally the 6.9 earthquake.
Yeah.
And the lava started coming through.
Right. So the earthquake has obviously made a bit of room for it, has it, do you think?
Yeah. I know that's what happened. Absolutely.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And there are, in fact, housing estates on this low ground, aren't there? How does that happen? I mean, it must be fairly obvious which way the volcano is going to go.
Yeah. I knew you were going to ask me this question, so I did a little bit of research.
Right.
And I find that big island land developers, quote unquote, were selling lots to unsuspecting mainlanders, is what we call people living in the mainland of USA,
yeah,
not
suckers,
Hawaii.
Yeah, suckers.
Yeah. Punters, I don't know why.
Yeah.
And they sold, by 1990, 120 houses were built in the Kalapana Gardens. And that's very near where this Leilani Gardens estate is. But people built homes there, and a year later, there weren't many or any left. Now, this is a place with no water, no electric, solar panels, rainwater. It's just, if you want to plant a coconut tree, you have to drill down and then put some soil in it and hand water.
Wow.
And there's still people living there. I don't know how close it is now, but there's a great story. I'll give you the link that people can go read on Honolulu Magazine called The Lava Dwellers.
Yeah, I saw that. You shared that with me before. Yeah, it's actually not a current article, but it's a really interesting one.
It is.
And obviously, they'll have to have a look at this again now, I imagine, the authorities, to determine mm-hmm. whether people should remain. I gather mm-hmm. most people have left, though, when directed to do so.
Oh, this is the Leilani Estates is a totally different area. And they were more, they were less building on a lava rock bed, but it was such an older spot that hadn't been covered since maybe the 1800s, that people had regular homes and there were streets and there were underground, water dug. And
yeah,
it's not as if we're living like these lava dwellers just on rocks.
No,
there.
It's a fascinating island. It's got the black sand and course, it's the place where Captain Cook came to grief, isn't it?
That's right.
So we have a little connection there, I guess. After he'd raped and pillaged our place, we sent him over to you. And
he got his dessert.
Yeah, he did. Got his just desserts. I guess the story for people who are going to Hawaii go.
Yes.
None of the islands are connected with volcanic tubes or anything. It's 1,500 miles from one end to the other. I don't think there's any other active volcanoes. There's two volcanoes on Maui that you can drive and up and look at, which we do. Variously.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond Head was a volcano, but there's nothing much left of whatever was there.
That's right.
So I really think that's probably about the only risk you've got. And the area where Kilauea is what you would call a remote part of this island, yeah?
It is. It truly is. The last time that any substantial amount of people were killed was in 1790 when 400 Hawaiian warriors died on their way to a battle.
Well,
if we haven't, I think you'd be fine if you're going to not hang out in that area.
Right. Okay. And look, it might even be a fillip for Hawaii in the sense that it might build some volcano tourism, that people want to come and safely observe mm-hmm. this phenomenon and to see it from a helicopter or from mm-hmm. the sea where it pours into the water and literally turns the ocean to steam. Is quite incredible.
I see where you're going to go on your next trip. I know you want to do that.
I want to go back to the Big Island. I do. I haven't been there for quite a few years now. It's a very big island, isn't it? You don't take off and expect to drive around it in an afternoon.
No, never. You can't. And there's so much to experience. I'd suggest a couple stays in each place, like you did. The Black Sand Beach is fabulous. There's lots of turtle there.
Yep.
Kona, Kohala is all different. Hawaii is different.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
And there's, of course, fantastic game fishing off the Big Island. I know they do it from some other islands, but I think there's a world championship comes out of the Kona Harbour, if I'm not mistaken, because one of my mates over here won it one year with a few other Aussies. So,
Oh my gosh.
There you go. Anyway, well, I suppose it's good news about Kilauea. And is there any suggestion? I thought I read from the US Geological Survey that it might be quietening down.
Well, I haven't gotten that far in my research.
Right.
So I'm glad I'm talking to you way over there in, in Melbourne.
Well, we don't have a volcano that I'm aware of in Australia. Who knows, though? Something could pop up at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And we only have the odd earthquake. We're out of the Pacific Ring of Fire, which you guys are sitting on in Hawaii, at least, and maybe even up in Oregon, because you're getting quakes south of you, aren't you?
Actually, I'm staring out the window at what's going to blow next, so wish me some luck. Everywhere I go, there's a volcano. One thing we do have to remember, though, and that's what the Hawaiians believe, it, Madame Pele is the goddess of the volcanoes and fire, and she is also the builder of land, so it's something quite spiritual, too, when this happens.
Yeah, I imagine it is. I did experience some discussion about that when we were over on Maui, and we were talking to a couple of people. We're in the foothills of...
Haleakala, sure.
Yeah, and there was quite a discussion about what Pele had brought to the area. And, of course, if you drive up that mountain, Mount Haleakala, halfway up, it looks like Australia. It's got eucalypt trees, which I believe are imported, and it's got cattle grazing and cowboys and and even a place that sells a vanilla slice, a little cowboy town. So, you know.
Makawao.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, thanks very much for your interesting report and for reassuring us about visiting Hawaii if we were planning to do that. I'm always up for a trip to Hawaii, so look out. It's not that far anymore. You know.
We better plan one, I think, and it has to include the helicopter ride over the molten lava of Hawaii.
Well, that was America's correspondent Michelle Winner. She's Hawaiian-born, and she updated us on the Kilauea volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii. Now, a later update is that having just paused for about 24 hours, two new fissures have opened up overnight, so that makes 14 now. And a total of 1,700 people have been evacuated. 35 houses have now been engulfed by the lava, and there's been cars, trees, roadways. So Kilauea is really clawing its way back to let the people know who's the boss over there on the Big Island of Hawaii. But safe to visit, no issue there. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.